USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus cases continue to rise across the country, President Trump is calling on Congress to pass a COVID-19 relief package. In a tweet on Saturday, the president saying it's time for lawmakers, including support from Democrats, to make it big and focused. Hundreds of thousands of people from all over the country joined a peaceful rally on Saturday in the nation's capital to show their support for President Trump and his calls for election integrity as part of a movement called Stop the Steal. Some Black Lives Matter protesters and Antifa protesters in Washington, D.C. becoming violent. Several Trump supporters were attacked and one Trump supporter was brutally knocked out.
Fire!
Conservatives holding more rallies in Washington, D.C. today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.